USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The State Department has completed its internal investigation into former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's use of private email and found violations by 38 people, many of which will face disciplinary action. The investigation, launched more than 3 years ago, determined that 38 people were culpable in 91 cases of sending classified information that ended up in Clinton's personal email, according to the letter sent by Senator Chuck Grassley. The 38 are current and former State Department officials, but were not identified. The investigation covered over 33,000 emails that Clinton turned over for review after her use of the private email account became public. The department said it found a total of 588 violations involving information that was deemed to be classified. The report concluded that the use of a private email system to conduct official business adds an increased degree of risk of compromise to State Department networks. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Despite calls for it to do so, including from former news host Megyn Kelly, NBC will not open the investigation of Matt Lauer. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The former Today Show host was fired in 2017 after sexual misconduct allegations. Now a new book from Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Ronan Farrow has brought up questions about how NBC handled the incident. The book claims that disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein threatened to expose Lauer if NBC did not quash Farrow's own reporting on Weinstein's sexual misconduct. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Taking a look at the U.S. stock market, the S&P 500 fell 11.75 to 29.86. Dow Jones Industrial dropped 255 points to 26.770. The NASDAQ lost 67.31 points to 80.89. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
A Google affiliate started using drones to officially deliver customers' Walgreens and FedEx purchases in a test being run by a Virginia town. Wing, which is owned by Google parent Alphabet, received federal approval earlier this year to make commercial deliveries by drone. It was the first drone company to receive the approval in the U.S. Earlier this month, UPS got approval from the Federal Aviation Administration to fly delivery drones. They've been running delivery tests with Wake Med's hospital campus in Raleigh, North Carolina. Drive-through windows at fast food restaurants, banks, and other businesses have long represented the convenience for which American businesses are renowned. But the ease of idling in a vehicle while waiting for your order is now associated with another development: climate change. As a result, some communities across the United States are now banning drive-thrus, citing the additional carbon emissions that are released. Minneapolis earlier this summer banned constructions of new drive-thrus, while officials in Long Beach, California have now imposed a six-month ban on new drive-thrus while they study the issue. Similar ordinances restricting or prohibiting fast food windows have also been adopted in communities including Fairhaven, New Jersey, and Orchard Park, New York. Minneapolis cited air pollution from idling vehicles as the main factor for the ban on drive-thrus, along with litter, noise, and the potential of vehicles blocking sidewalks. The order is part of the city's long-term plan called Minneapolis 2040, which includes a goal to cut all greenhouse gas emissions by over 80% by 2050. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.